A lady that started her career singing in folk clubs in the UK and sang her way over to Australia on the Women's Weekly World Cruise, settled in Perth. She found her groove forming the Eurogliders with Bernie Lynch. It's a very big welcome to UGFM to Grace Knight.
Hi, Peter. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Hi, listeners.
Oh, wow. What a real buzz being able to talk to you all those years listening to the Eurogliders years ago growing up. And, well, from fronting pop darlings, the Eurogliders, to your well-established jazz career, tell us all about it, Grace.
Oh my gosh, it's just 35 years worth there. I'm not quite sure where to start. other than the fact I think I've been incredibly lucky to have such a, you know, fantastically long and exciting career.
Well, you've just come out with your 13th album, Keep Cool Fool, and tell us a bit about that. It sounds like you had a lot of fun putting that together.
It was fantastic. I'm quite new to Victoria. And so a lot of the venues I'm playing at, a lot of the audiences I'm performing for, it's all new to me. A lot of the musicians that I'm working with is all new. Although I've worked with some of these musicians before, I had changed my setup from a piano-based, you know, a piano-based trio to a guitar-based trio. And we really did have a lot of fun recording this. I got a bit, I don't know if your listeners will know this TV miniseries, I'm sure they will, called Mad Men. I got obsessed with the Mad Men TV miniseries, and I loved the, you know, the clothes and the naughty language, and I loved everything about it. So I went and had a look at that era of music, and I got a lot of the tracks for my new album, Keep Cool Fool, from that era. And I was trying to recreate the vibe that I saw on that miniseries. I wanted to create a smoky, you know, kind of hip nightclub, smoky nightclub. And but I wanted it to be a lot of fun as well. And I think we actually got that on track. You know, we were actually able to record the fun that we were having. And it's a really difficult thing to do. It's not something you can turn the fun button up, you know, on the mixing desk. It's something that, you know, when three or four people working together really enjoy each other's company, really respect what each of you are doing, that actually comes across on the recording. So I'm really, really happy. I'm not going to say no one ever says, no, I don't like my album much. But I'm really, really happy with this album because I think you can actually hear the vibe on the tracks.
Yeah, well, as you said in your bio here, that you wanted to evoke the vibe of the 1950s jazz club, and as you said, cigarette smoke, cocktail, bullet bras, red lips, bouffant hair, and a really groovy, laid-back music. So it's. I think we were always told to, when we're on air, to make sure you smile while you're on air, because you can really you can hear the difference. And obviously, that's come across in your album.
That's right. It has. I'm really lucky to be able to perform with these guys, and whenever I can get to work with them, they're very busy musicians. Everyone wants them, but whenever I get to work with them, it's really, really good fun on stage. We just, you know, we just play around and, you know, let things go wherever they're going to go and just look at each other and go, oh, right, okay, we're going there, are we? And it's lovely. There's a lot of trust there, so.
Yeah, just, you go with the flow.
Yeah, exactly.
You found yourself a new home here as one of Australia's ladies of jazz, and you appeared on ABC TV as a series Come In Spinner, but Bernie Lynch said that the Eurogliders never really did break up, did you? But even though you came to the end of sort of the early part of, or the first part of the Eurogliders, you found yourself getting into jazz?
Towards the end of Eurogliders, we were going for 10 years, and it was in the days, you know, before we had pokey machines, where most venues had a stage and, yep, you know, put live music on. So we were very lucky. We would be working 3 and 4 nights a week. But we did that for 10 years straight. We also toured in America a few times, and the UK and Japan, and it, on and on it goes. Towards the end of that time, I was asked to record the soundtrack for Come In Spinner along with Vince Jones. That was a huge success for the ABC and everyone involved in it. And I would have been absolutely balmy not to follow that up with my own album, another, you know, solo album of American songbook classics, which I did. That was called Stormy Weather. And once again, that was a really big success for Sony Music. I kind of found my niche, you know. I felt really comfortable singing these jazz songs after 10 years of screaming on stage to try and hear myself above electronic drum kits and synthesizers. All of a sudden I was, I could hear my voice, and I could hear brushes kissing drum, you know, kissing drum skins, and beautiful wooden double bass sounds. So it was quite a change for me, and I had to really learn a whole new way of singing, really, and I had to learn to stand still on stage, not do backflips.
How old were you when you came to Australia?
I would have been 20.
20, okay. And you and Bernie got together and formed the Eurogliders. Tell us a bit about those early days as the Eurogliders. I'm sure people would like to hear about that.
It was great. We were, you know, we were young kids following our dream. We had no idea how big that dream would get, or how big that reality would become. You know, we used to practice at people's houses and, you know, the things that young bands do. But it was, I think it was pretty much a Peter's Pie, which is a pie company in Perth. It was a pie ad that really changed things for us. When the pie ad went to air, the band sort of flew down in a helicopter with our name emblazoned on the side of the helicopter. So what was supposed to have been a pie ad for a pie called A Rage, it actually looked like a band that was coming to Perth to perform. So the week before the ad went to air, we were playing to maybe 50 or 60 people. The week after it got to air, we were playing to 500 people. And so when you multiply that, you know, 3 days a week, 4 days a week, we very quickly saved enough money to record our first album. We desperately needed to get ourselves over east and compete with, you know, the bands that we were seeing on Countdown, and you know, we needed to perform at those venues. We were desperate to get on Countdown and be seen nationally. And so we went via Manila, recorded our album, and then landed in Sydney. And we were a really tight band because we'd done so much touring in Perth. We'd done so much live work. So we had an album under our sleeve, and we hit the ground running when we landed in Sydney.
So how did you meet Bernie?
I met him at my sister's place. She had a barbecue, and he was the only musician she knew. And because I'd sung my passage coming over on a ship, I was now a singer, apart from the odd life-saving job I had at a swimming pool. And she introduced me to Bernie, and I know he fancied me. Let's call a spade a spade. And asked me to come and sing on a recording he was doing. Asked me to come and do backup vocals.
So how did the rest of the band get together? Where'd you drag the rest of the crew in?
Well, Bernie had already started that with Amanda Vincent, the keyboard player in Eurogliders at that time. And I think he used to be in a band called Rip Torn and the Stockings, which was, you know, the post-punk era. And I think he decided that a female would be a better front person than him, and that was why he was courting me.
So the name, the Eurogliders, where did that come from?
It came out of thin air. It was just two words picked out of a hat.
Really?
Bits of paper. It meant absolutely nothing.
Really? Gee, it's amazing. Well, it's certainly a well-known two words now, isn't it?
It's
very well-known.
One word.
One word put to yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, you did, after going on Countdown, you won a swag of Countdown and MTV Awards, didn't you?
We did. We were very lucky that we met up with a video maker called Steve Hopkins.
Mm-hmm.
He's gone on to do incredible things in Hollywood, major movies and things like that. So Steve Hopkins was absolutely crazy. He'd come from a comic background.
Mm-hmm.
So he, well, not comic as in comedian, but, comics, comic books. And so he used to draw out and storyboard every video clip he did in a comic style. And every single shot, we knew exactly what we were doing. These were hugely expensive, hundreds of thousands of dollars to make these video clips, which is, of course, why we never had any money, because we spent it all on our video clips. But one year we did, in America, we won the gold award for the best video clip of that year, and in London, silver award for Heaven. Must be there.
Well, we're going to go out with that track shortly, but you did perform in front of a television audience of 65 million people globally. That must have been a buzz.
Oh, I'm not sure it was a buzz. I was absolutely, I can't say the word. Lucky I had been to the toilet.
Really? Gee.
It was absolutely petrifying, not so much because, the thought of performing to 65 million people was pretty scary.
Yep.
But I didn't have any monitors. I just had to do it without monitors. And that I was just looking at Bernie going, I can't hear myself. Yeah. He's going, keep going, just keep going. that was petrifying.
Well, we're going to have to wrap it up, Grace, but you are performing at quite a few venues around the area in Victoria over the year, both by yourself and as the Eurogliders, as you reunite for a special run of Victorian shows?
As I say, I love doing my jazz gigs. As I say, I've got some great guys that I'm working with. It's great fun to come along to this kind of, 1950s vibe, smoky atmosphere. Wear your red lips and your big pointy bra, boys. Girls, you can wear whatever you like. But I've got to say, I'm really, really excited about getting back on stage with Bernie and singing all those old hits. And I'm really looking forward to seeing people dancing the way they danced in the 80s. And I'd love to see them there with their kids, embarrassing them.
Grace, so we almost call you a local here because you are living in Hillsville these days, so that's really great to have you on here with us on UGFM today, and we really look forward to catching up with you live at one of your venues, and I might get you to introduce probably Heaven as a song that everyone would know.
All right, well, here you go, listeners. This is no matter what you're doing, if you're driving your car or if you're vacuuming your floor, you're making a cake, just sing along with the chorus, because I know that you know it. Heaven must be there.
Grace Knight, thank you very much for being with us here on UGFM.
Thank you so much, Peter, for having me.
I'm tired of
Hi, this is Grace Knight here, and guess what? Eurogliders are getting back together. Heaven must be there. We'll see you at one of our gigs real soon.